Hi, Kelly. I've got a 2010 Ford Fusion with intermittent air conditioning and heater blower fan. We've replaced the blower, we've replaced the resistor, and we've replaced the harness, but it's still intermittent. What could be causing that?
Got it. Intermittent blower issues can definitely be frustrating. Since you've replaced the blower, resistor, and harness, we might want to consider a few other possibilities. It could be related to the blower motor control module, or maybe even a faulty connection in the wiring harness. Another thing to check is the climate control module itself. Sometimes the problem can be as simple as a loose connector or even a blown fuse. If you can provide a bit more detail, like any warning lights or specific conditions when it happens, that would help narrow it down even further.
Where is that climate control located?
In the 2010 Ford Fusion, the climate control module is typically located in the center of the dashboard behind the climate control panel. It's the unit that houses the buttons and the display for your heating and cooling settings. If you remove the panel, you'll find the control module behind it. It's also connected to the HVAC system's wiring harness, so it's a bit of a job to access, but definitely something worth checking if you're troubleshooting.
If we replaced everything else, it's got to be that. How many hours of labor does it take to replace that?
Yeah, that makes sense. Replacing the climate control module can take a bit of time. Typically, it can take around 1 to 2 hours of labor, depending on the exact setup and how accessible everything is. It might involve removing some trim and part of the dashboard, so it's definitely a bit labor intensive. But it's definitely doable and should help resolve that intermittent issue.
Can you give me a price on that part?
The price for a climate control module for your 2010 Ford Fusion can range quite a bit. For example, a remanufactured Dorman module from AutoZone is around $280 plus a $200 core deposit. On the other hand, you can find used modules on eBay for roughly $100. So definitely depends on whether you're going new or used.